Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Humor. Seriously. Why humor is a secret weapon in business and life, and how anyone can harness it, even you, is an enlightening and engaging work that explores the critical, yet often overlooked value of humor in our personal and professional lives. Authored by Jennifer Aker and Naomi Bagdonis, both professors at Stanford University's Graduate School of Business, the book articulates a compelling case for why humor is a powerful tool that enhances creativity, fosters resilience, boosts understanding, improves communication, and contributes to overall success and happiness. Backed by extensive academic research, psychological insights, and examples from influential business leaders, the authors demystify humor and illustrate how anyone, regardless of their personality or professional background, can harness humor to increase effectiveness and influence in their daily interactions. This practical guide not only provides sound reasoning supporting humor's benefits, but also contains actionable steps, relatable anecdotes, and easy-to-follow strategies aimed at those who might not consider themselves naturally funny. Whether you are running a large company, managing a small team, or merely navigating everyday interactions, this book offers fresh, accessible advice, firmly grounded in scientific evidence and real-world experiences. Humor seriously proves that humor isn't just frivolous entertainment. It's an essential skill, a critical leadership attribute, and a powerful means of human connection, empowering readers to unlock their potential, enhance their leadership capabilities, and lead happier, more fulfilling lives. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the science behind humor in professional settings. Humor seriously delves deeply into the science supporting the value of humor in professional settings. Studies explored by the authors demonstrate how humor significantly reduces stress, stimulates creativity, enhances teamwork, and improves negotiation and communication skills. Humor has neurological effects, as it triggers the release of dopamine, oxytocin, and endorphins, known for their positive influence on social bonding and stress reduction. The authors convincingly argue that adopting humor strategically in the workplace can boost productivity and morale, build stronger teams, make leaders more approachable, and even improve interpersonal trust. Several real-life examples from leading organizations and successful executives support these observations, showcasing how humor, when used appropriately, positively influences office culture and worker satisfaction. Secondly, overcoming humor anxiety and misconceptions. A key barrier to employing humor effectively is concern over personal perception, fear of failure, embarrassment, or potential offense. The book tackles these common misconceptions and anxieties, providing reassuring insights into how humor does not need to take the form of distasteful jokes or embarrassing scenarios. The authors introduce practical skills for recognizing the context within which humor works best, and encourage readers to start by practicing humor in safe and low-risk situations. They offer a helpful breakdown of the various humor styles, advising readers on identifying their own natural sense of humor. Simply put, humor can be subtle, sincere, and powerful without being loud or overtly comedic. Proper understanding reduces hesitancy and empowers anyone to use humor confidently and positively in their workplace or personal life. Thirdly, types of humor and finding your personal humor style. Jennifer Aker and Naomi Bagdonis emphasize the importance of understanding the different humor types, such as affiliative humor, self-enhancing humor, aggressive humor, and self-defeating humor. Each style has distinct impacts and applications. Affiliative humor promotes social cohesion, while self-enhancing humor serves as an emotional coping mechanism to enhance positivity and well-being. Conversely, aggressive and self-defeating humor styles are generally less advantageous in a professional context because they risk harming relationships or undermining the user's credibility. By presenting a detailed guide to identifying one's innate humor style, readers learn how best to leverage their unique humor strengths while avoiding potential pitfalls, paving the way for more authentic and effective interactions at work and in personal life. Fourthly, humor as a leadership and influence tool. One significant insight of the book is its emphasis on humor as a powerful leadership tool. Persuasive evidence from studies reveals that leaders adept at using humor appropriately are typically more respected, approachable, and influential. Successful humorous leaders share relatable personal stories, cleverly employ levity to diffuse tension, and express vulnerability in appropriate contexts. Humor also provides a shared language within organizational teams, fostering a strong sense of community and trust. Leaders proficient in humor create welcoming environments that encourage open, honest communication, qualities essential for driving innovative thinking, engaging teams, and successfully managing conflicts. With many concrete examples and practical tips, the book guides leaders toward cultivating an enjoyable, motivating, and productive workplace. Lastly, practical strategies and exercises to cultivate humor. Lastly, humor seriously goes beyond theory and science, offering practical strategies and actionable exercises readers can use to cultivate their humor skills actively. Structured practice, such as humor journaling, humor reflection exercises, and incorporating humor into presentations or meetings deliberately, gradually enhances comfort and ability. The authors also propose methods for creating environments conducive to humor, encouraging organizations and teams to support humor practice actively. Learning humor, according to the authors, is akin to learning any other business or leadership skill. Regular practice, refining, and thoughtful implementation lead to mastery. By following this practical guide, readers can steadily become proficient in using humor naturally, effectively enhancing their communication, influence, and overall professional effectiveness. In conclusion, Humor Seriously is an essential read for anyone, particularly leaders and professionals, who desire stronger connections, improved influence, and healthier workplace cultures. Those who assume they lack humor or are fearful of employing it will specifically find this book remarkably useful. It not only reassures readers that humor is learnable, but also provides practical insights and simple tools for anyone to harness effectively. The author's solid combination of robust scientific evidence, relatable real-world examples, and easily applicable humor strategies makes it uniquely valuable. Rarely do humor-related books achieve such meaningful depth, combined with accessibility. Reading this book benefits your life by making formerly mundane or challenging interactions more pleasant and effective. It empowers you to become more likable, relatable, and adept at fostering good relationships, reducing stress, inspiring creativity, and driving meaningful engagements. Unlike typical humor books, Humor Seriously expertly blends business savvy with personal growth, making it invaluable for personal and professional advancement. With clear learnings, measurable benefits, and universal applicability, this book may become one of the most practical and transformative leadership and interpersonal guides available today. If you would like to support Jennifer Aker, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.